Engine 2, Medic 1, respond, vehicle accident, with injuries. Main Street and 45th. Main Street and 45th, timeout 1328.
What's going on, happy people? Andrew from EMT Life Podcast, wishing everybody a happy Halloween. I know Halloween's tomorrow. I'm recording this a day early, so happy early Halloween. I work Halloween this year, and it's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be Halloween, it's a full moon, and we changed the clock back an hour. So it's going to be interesting. It means I have to stay at work an extra hour longer. But we'll see what happens. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. Hopefully I'm going to get a lot of good experience out of it. Hopefully I get a good story or two out of it. But like I said, you never know what's going to happen when you, run 911 calls. But today, I want to talk a little bit about a topic that has been brought up pretty frequently to me, and that is shock. So shock, the definition of shock is a life-threatening condition that occurs when the body is not getting enough blood flow. Now that's a pretty broad spectrum of what shock is. Now we can narrow it down a little bit. And once you narrow it down, you get five different classifications of shock. There is cardiogenic shock, hypovolemic shock, anaphylactic shock, septic shock, and neurogenic shock. So what I think we'll do is break those down and do separate podcasts for each type of shock, because I think it will be more beneficial to you. And if you have any questions or if you have difficulty remembering something about one of those classifications, you can go directly to that podcast without having to waste your time listening to a lengthy podcast on all five classifications of shock. So today, we'll just go in that order, and we'll start off with cardiogenic shock. With any medical condition, you can break down and pretty much find out where the problem is if you know basic medical terminology. So if you break down the word cardiogenic, so cardio means from the heart. However, cardiogenic shock can be caused by problems that are outside of the heart. But the underlying condition has something to do with the heart. Now, cardiogenic shock can also be caused by pulmonary embolisms, cardiac tamponade, or even trauma to the chest. So you get hit with a baseball bat. There's many different reasons somebody can go into cardiogenic shock. But the most common reason for cardiogenic shock is a heart attack. And if you remember the definition of shock, cardiogenic shock just means that the heart is not getting the proper amount of blood flow through it. So if you go back into EMT school, what is a heart attack? Heart attack is when a vessel or artery of the heart is not getting the amount of blood needed to perfuse the heart muscle. That in turn makes the heart muscle hypoxic, which then causes the heart muscle to die. So how would you treat cardiogenic shock caused by a heart attack? Well, you would just treat that like any other heart attack. You would use aspirin, nitroglycerin, oxygen, and fluids. So aspirin stops the aggregation of the platelets so the blood can flow more smoothly. Nitroglycerin vasodilates, which allows more blood to flow through the blood vessels to get to the affected area. Oxygen gives the red blood cells the pure oxygen that it needs to perfuse. And fluids like normal saline, which is the most common fluid that's used on ambulances. normal saline gives the body the nutrients it needs to perfuse. So what do you do if cardiogenic shock is not caused by a heart attack? How do we treat that? In the field, you'd most likely give norepinephrine or dopamine, and those two drugs are inotropic agents, and those improve the function of your heart, which it may or may not stabilize you enough to get you to the hospital. But we're hoping it stabilizes the patient enough. You have to remember, if you work on an ambulance, if you work on a fire engine, and you answer 911 calls and you show up on scene, you have to remember that you're very limited on your equipment and your medications and on what you can do in the field. So our job is to stabilize as best we can and get to the hospital as fast as we can. If these people are in really bad cardiogenic shock, they're most likely going to end up getting surgery. And we can't do surgery in the back of the ambulance. We don't do open heart surgeries in the back of the ambulances. We don't do vein grafts or arterial grafts in the back of the ambulance. And we definitely don't do them in the back of a moving ambulance. I'm not ever going to try to do surgery. I don't ever want to do surgery. Just remember, if they are in a very bad situation, they're most likely going to need surgery. And the best thing you can do for them is diesel therapy. Get them to the hospital. I mean, like I said, just remember, a sick person needs a hospital. A sick person doesn't need an ambulance. They need a hospital. And you're there to stabilize, monitor, and get them to the hospital. So I've noticed while working, and you will too, that a lot of these people, they have the same exact problems. And most of the time, if they're in cardiogenic shock, it's not going to be the first time. It's probably going to be their third or fourth time. A lot of these people that are in cardiogenic shock have had multiple heart attacks. They've had old cardiac bypass surgeries, and they've just had old surgeries in general that are now just wearing out over time. And all these people, they're going to take the same medications for it. Most of these people with heart issues are going to take a blood thinner, and by looking at their pill bottles, if you know good pharmacology, and you'll get there when you start seeing these medications over and over again and hearing what these people take them for. The medications are going to tell you a lot about these patients and how you should form a treatment plan to treat that patient as best as possible. Like all shock though, my biggest piece of advice is get into the hospital. I mean, that's really why we're here. Yeah, we can stay and play a little bit, but you have to know when the appropriate time is to stay and play or load and go. So if you have any questions, don't be afraid to ask me. Go to EMT_life_podcast on Instagram. Shoot me any questions that you have my way. I'm more than happy to talk to you about them, and I will always try to give you the best answer as possible. So with that all said, I hope everyone has a fun and safe Halloween this weekend. And as always, God bless.